This is US 99, Eddie Montgomery, my brother.
What's happening, my brother?
We have been loving you in Chicago at US 99 a long time, Eddie.
Oh, I heard that, brother. I tell you, love Chicago, baby. I'm telling you that. I always, place I can't never remember the name of it. I can't never say it. It's where all the mob guys hung out down there, that steakhouse.
Gene and George Eddie's.
Yeah, there it is. That's it right there.
You know that they have delivery service now. They can deliver right to your bus.
Oh, really?
I think we should set that up, right?
That's what I'm thinking about right there. Oh, yeah.
You're in Springfield, which is like a couple hours from us this weekend. I don't know if they're going to deliver that far down.
Yeah, probably not, but we might have to stop off up in there and have a drink and a good steak or something.
Well, Eddie, truly from all of us at US 99, we are so sorry for your loss. We all felt it.
I tell you, you know, September 8th, man, that horrific day, man, and a horrific accident. I tell you what, my world changed. I was lost, and Nashville didn't put this deal together. Me and T-Roy did. And,
that's right.
You know, we've been out 20 years on the national scene. Me and him been together for 33 years. You know, we've known each other longer. We've known each other's wives.
That's right.
So, you know, when that happened, I went home, and I really didn't want to talk to anybody. I didn't know. I was like, man, I don't know what to do. I was just lost. And my wife told me, she's like, you know, you need to get out, and you need to talk to people and talk to your friends. And I got to thinking about a conversation me and T-Roy had a few years back, you know, and I ain't going to lie about it, over a few drinks. I was like, you know, we said told each other, it's like, man, if either one of us ever go down, we want the other one to keep the MG brand or Montgomery Gentry brand going. You know, we just had finished that CD, Here's to You, 2 days before that horrific accident.
Which is just such crazy timing.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's just haunting to think about that. And as much as T-Roy, because he always loved new music, you know, we'd go in and we'd have a CD done, put the single out, and it could be 4 or 5 days later or 2 days later. You know, he might go like, man, I just found two new songs, man, these are awesome.
Right.
Go in and cut another CD. I mean, he was always about that new music. So, you know, I figured, you know, I talked to the band guys, you know, of course, they've been with us. You know, we've been through so much on the road together.
That's right.
And talked to Angie, T-Roy's beautiful wife, and I was like, you know, T-Roy, kick our butts, man, if we didn't put this CD out and keep Montgomery Gentry going.
Had you already decided on the new single before that day in September? Because it just feels like it has so much meaning for the two of you.
I'll tell you what's weird and haunting about that. That song, all these years, whether me and T-Roy was listening to songs together, or I was out somewhere and somebody would pitch me a song, or he was out somewhere and pitch a song, would always be like, you know, that's an MG song, man, but I hear T-Roy sing it, or say, like, Lucky Man, he'd go like, man, that's an MG song, but I hear Eddie singing it.
Yeah.
After that song got played for us and stuff, and we listened to it, he'd come to me, I don't know, probably a day or so later, and he was like, you know, Eddie, I really, really, really want to sing this song.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think nothing about it at the time.
Right.
And then, you know, the rest is history, man, and I just like going, wow. And it's the best vocals. When we was in the studio, we had so much fun, you know, cutting the whole CD.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best vocals I think that T-Roy has ever done.
I know.
On any of our CDs.
I love the gravel, deep bass of your voice paired with Troy's high. He can hit the high notes, and then you put the two of you together, it's a sound that there is no comparison to in Nashville.
Well, I appreciate that, you know, and I reckon, you know, when we put the band together back way, way back when, you know, it was, we done a lot of charity work back at home in Lake and in Danville and all our hometowns around Kentucky. And, you know, they always, when they called one of us, they always called the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And we never could really kind of figure that out at first. we was too blind to see it, and we was having too much fun to see it. And then finally, you know, Columbia Sony come seen us in Lexington. We didn't go to Nashville. They come seen us in Lexington, and they said, y'all are what we're hunting for.
That's awesome.
And so there you go.
So you're back on tour. We're going to see you in Springfield this weekend, just a little bit down the highway. You were back on the Opry stage last weekend. How did that feel for you?
I tell you, you know, that's the first time I've been in the Opry since the T-Roy service.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went over early. I had to go over early because I wanted to walk around, and I wanted to get my emotions, you know, under control.
Mm-hmm.
Walked around. Of course, I got, you know, pictures of me and T, because, I mean, we grew up, me and T-Roy grew up. And that's what, I mean, that's what our big dream was, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, we wanted to be members of the Opry.
Yeah.
And so walking around there, I had to let all my emotions, you know, get in control of that before I went on stage. And, of course, not only me, the band guys, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so we all got in there, and we knew it was going to be, you know, very, very emotional. And, you know, we got through it, and I think he was there with us the whole time.
Did you make any money on the Super Bowl, Eddie?
You know what?
Don't tell me you're a Patriots fan now.
No. I thought I felt the Eagles was going to win that game. You know, my wife gambled, but I'll do the drinking when she does the gambling.
There you go. I like that. Well, we are thrilled that you and the band found the strength to come back on stage, and we're excited to see you this weekend, and we just wish you all the success in the world.
Hey, man, we can't wait to see y'all, and I'll tell you what, like I said, I can't thank all of our friends out there. Like I said, we don't call anybody fans, we call them friends, and I can't thank all our friends out there for all the cards and letters and everything they sent to us, and because that's another reason, man, why we're getting back out there and releasing the CD and stuff, because... You know, they've had our backs ever since Tattoos and Scars, and they still got our back to the day.
That's right. Well, Eddie, you have a great day. We'll see you soon, all right?
Thank you, sir.
Take care, buddy.
Bye-bye.
It's Eddie Montgomery from Montgomery Gentry with US 99.